السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 4th of Jumad al-Ula 1444, we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 82, Suratul Infitar, and verses 6 to verse number 12 in today's lesson. To recap and summarize yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us what will unfold and happen on the day of justice, the day of judgment. And Almighty Allah mentions it all in the past tense. Whatever has happened is tayakkun, definite, certain, positive. There is no iota of doubt in it. Similarly, the day of justice, the day of judgment occurring, inna sa'ata la'atiyatun la rayba fiha. That, remember, the day of justice is surely definitely coming. There's absolutely no doubt in it. There's different thing that today 7 billion people reject it and 1 billion accept it. That is because human being today loves to follow their worm's fancies and desires. But when the truth dawns on them, then they all will want to repent. But alas, it will be too late. So what will unfold, what will occur and happen on that day? إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انْفَطَرَتْ. Suddenly the skies will split asunder. Everything will be torn to pieces. And remember, there will not be any sky, anything above our head. And everything will just fall to pieces. We see when there's an earthquake, when there's an earth tremor, what happens? Everybody is dashing helter-skelter. So that is at the micro level. What will be when it is at the macro level? إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The land and the sand will be shaking and there will be violent tremors and so forth. The skies will be falling to pieces. وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ انْتَثَرَتْ. The stars will be falling and disappearing. Everybody, everything shall perish. كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهَا. Chapter 28, verse 88, Almighty Allah is pre-warning us. Remember, all this is going to happen and you need to prepare for that day. One is the micro, when I die, you die, we pass away. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. When that person passes away, his individual, the micro qiyamat, the day of justice has already started for him or her. And then the macro, when everybody, everything shall perish except him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He was, he is, he will always be the only Khaliq, the only creator. Everybody, everything else is makhluk, a creation, and we have a beginning and an ending. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. Suddenly the oceans, the water will be gushing forth and flowing at a terrific, tremendous speed, and all the oceans will meet up and will become a mega ocean. Who will let that happen? Only Almighty Allah. Qudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power and majesty of Almighty Allah. in the previous chapter what we did. Chapter 81, verse 6, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. Beneath the ocean, remember, you will find the flames of fire. And on top of it also, you will find some remnants and relics of it. So Almighty Allah is showing us hadith in Abu Dawood, تحت البحر نارا وتحت النار بحرا. That Almighty Allah can let the water be on top of the fire and let the water be beneath the fire. Allah is Qadir Mutlak. He has absolute power over everything and everything. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. وَإِذَا الْقُبُورُ بُغُثِرَتْ. People have passed away 1,000 years ago, million years ago. Allah alone knows the exact amount and the exact amount of people who died and passed away. Who passed away with Iman and Islam? Who passed away as non-Muslims? All that is only, solely, exclusively in the knowledge of Almighty Allah. But on the day of justice, the day of judgment, suddenly the kubur and the graves, bu'usirat, people will see that the graves are all open and the people are rising. Yawm al-qiyamah. Qiyam. We say we just performed Zuhr Salat now, Alhamdulillah, and we made Qiyam. We were standing in our prayer, in our namaz, in our Salat. So every person will be standing on that day, waiting for reckoning and accountability. Did you read the two du'as, O Muslim, O Muslima? Read now with me. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. O Almighty Allah, make our reckoning, our accountability easy for us, Ya Allah. We just show our faces and then direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Everlasting bliss, everlasting pleasure, everlasting enjoyment. With the mercy, with the grace of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Thereafter, we need the boarding pass. And what is the boarding pass? How before we enter the plane? Where's your boarding pass? So we say, Allahumma yammin kitabi. Allahumma yammin kitabi. O Almighty Allah, grant us our report, our book of deeds in the right hand. Then once we have that, أولئك أصحاب الميمنة. Those are the people, the Maimans. Maiman here don't mean Maiman language. It means the people who receive the book of deeds in the right hand. And then they will enter into Jannah, smiling, rejoicing, everlasting bliss, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Allahumma yammin kitabi. Read these two du'as. Almighty Allah says, now the day of Qiyamah has come, now what? Almighty Allah has warned us already in the noble Quran. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. That every person should be concerned and worried. What have we sent forth? Look at this one ayat, but the word taqwa is mentioned twice in one verse. Almighty Allah is reminding us, we must abstain from the vices and sins, and execute and do all the good deeds and actions. Chapter number 59, Surah Hashr, verse 18. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo. 89 different places Allah has mentioned this phrase, O you who believe. And adopt the quality of taqwa and true piety, Allah consciousness. Allah shows us the methodology in different ways. Amanuttaqullaha wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Every person should see and ask himself, what is he or she sent forth for tomorrow, for the future? Lighad don't mean tomorrow, only for the future. What have I done for my bank in the year after? Wattaqullah. Again Allah says, fear Allah. Inna Allah khabirum bima ta'amaloon. Allah Jalla Wala is all aware of what you are doing in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day. Chapter 59, verse 18. Today's lesson, Almighty Allah takes us to Surah Infitar, verses 6 to 12. Allah revealed this verse for Walid bin Mughira. He was the pakkan non-Muslim, pride, proud, arrogant, haughty. ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا. All those verses we did already, that he was Wahid, the only child of his parents, a multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire, multi-trillionaire, and his pride, arrogance, haughtiness knew no bounds, and he had many, many sons, and he thought he can conquer the world, hence he was not prepared to accept the message or the messenger. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the ayat, the verse is revealed for him, but the message is for everyone. Ya ayyuhal insan, chapter 82, verse 6. O human being, ma gharraka, what has deceived you? What has deceived you? Bi Rabbikal Kareem, regarding your sustainer, nourisher, who is so gracious, who is so magnanimous, who is so generous. Fudail bin Ayaz, who turned to become the Waliyullah, the sage of the age. So he used to cry when he used to read this verse and say, Gharrani Sitruk. Ya Allah, we admit, we confess to our vices and sins, but you kept on covering it. You kept on concealing it. And that is how we human being, our weaknesses, that we got deceived, Ya Allah. Go read his profile. He was a highway robber. He was a person stealing and so forth. He heard the verse read by somebody where he was going to steal. Alam ya'ani lil-ladina amanu an taksha qulubuhum li-dhikrillah. What, has the time not come for you to humble your hearts and accept and embrace the truth? That ayat inspired him, motivated him. He made tawbah. He went to ask for maaf for all the people he stole from. And he became the sage of the age, Fudail bin Ayaz, rahimahullah. Other people spoke to Allah. Spoke to Allah, meaning this was their response. Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. So what deceived you regarding your sustainer, nourisher, who so generous and majestic and so magnanimous? He said, gharrani shaitani. That my Satan, my Lucifer, he deceived me, Ya Allah. And that is how I went on the wrong path. But your grace, your mercy came, and then I came back on the right path. Gharrani jahali, my ignorance, Ya Allah, that is what deceived me. So every human being, that's why we call it history, his story. So history, so everyone has a story to say. So what will be my story and your story? So turn more and more to Allah. Ya Sattaru, Ya Ghaffar. Ya Allah, cover and conceal our vices. Ya Allah, forgive us and expunge it, remove it, obliterate it, Ya Allah, from our book of deeds. We are guilty as charged. There are no mitigating circumstances, but we also believe that you are Ghaffar, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. So Allah is posing these questions. I gave you health, I gave you wealth, I gave you everything, and then you forgot me in the process? Ya ayyuhal insan, O human being, O masterpiece, ma gharraka ma litawbikh. Allah is reprimanding, rebuking human being. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Look at our hands, look at our ears, look at our tongue, our eyes. We are the greatest computer, the masterpiece of Allah's creation. Ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Alladhi khalaqaka, he created you. 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 2 days ago, 20 years ago. Who created us? Our father, our mother? Nay, they only met. Allah is the only exclusive Khaliq and creator. Fasawwaka, and he made you complete. Just look at our fingers, look at our toes, look at our anatomy, and we will see that the manifestation of Almighty Allah's beauty. You see, look at from the forehead to the chin, So how many inches is there? 12 inches, 9 inches, 8 inches. But every person, 8 billion today, our features are different. What does that show you? Diversity in unity, unity in diversity. وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ. Your languages and your dialects are different and diverse. Your complexion is different. And all the shows, the one the rain comes, but your lawn is green, your roses are red, your flowers are green, pink and blue and yellow and what have you. The kaleidoscope of colors shows us the greatness and the majesty, sovereignty, authority of Almighty Allah. Alladhi khalaqaka, he created you. Fasawwaka, he completed you. Fa'adalak, and then Almighty Allah made everything. That justice has been done, meaning adal. So justice done, everything done in the proper place. Imagine if our eyes were on the side and our ears were in front. Then how we will be driving? How we will be seeing? Fa'adalak. Almighty Allah put everything in the right place. That is Almighty Allah. O Muslim, O Muslimah, read 2 rakat Salatu Shukr and thank Almighty Allah for His ever recurring bounties. You ask the blind person who is the Waliullah that Allah's Qudrat, Sunnatullah, system of Allah, every person is born normal and no real deficiencies, no special needs and so forth, abnormalities. But sometimes Qudratullah, Allah Ta'ala does not let that person see, or he's deaf, or he's crippled, or whatever deficiency. So when you ask the blind person who has iman and taqwa and piety, what you say about your blindness, he say, Arida bil qada, I accept the decree of Almighty Allah. Then we asked him that, why are you so motivated and inspired? He says, I will be the first people to see Almighty Allah. We will be the first people to see Almighty Allah. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kishk passes away in Sajda blind. Sheikh bin Baz Rahimahullah blind. So many great giants. Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, Anja Awul A'ma. So the blind Sahabi, how Allah elevated his rank and status. So remember, they had that motivation, inspiration. That's different thing, me and you, with our puny little brains and comprehension, we don't perceive and understand this type of issues. Fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakabak, and he, Almighty Allah, made us in the form whatever he cast us in. So he made me 6 feet tall. Did I make myself 6 feet tall? He made me wear size 13 shoes. Did I do it? No. Everything is from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So me and you must realize, we want to have our specifications. You want to propose, you say the lady is right, but you know her nose is not right, her eye color is not right. Are you right? Do you have everything 100%? So remember, don't object on the creation of Allah, because when you object on the creation of Allah, it is tantamount to objecting on Almighty Allah Himself. We need to understand all these issues. Rakkabak, He cast us in the shape, in the form He wants to. You are pregnant, you have conceived, my mother, my sister. هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. While the fetus is in the womb of the mother, Allah is already giving it that shape, that form and everything. Allah is al-musawwiru, وَاللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الْبَارِئُ الْمُصَوِّرُ. Khaliq, He created us the first time. Bari, He will resurrect us the second time. Al-musawwiru, He shapes us, He forms us, right when we are already in the womb of our mother. Do we ever understand the attributes and the qualities of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalla? That is Allah. Kalla, nay, this human being don't want to understand. He's too proud, he's too arrogant. What he does? بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. They go and they reject the day of justice. They reject the day of judgment today. Just take today's example. We just went to 8 billion now in the past few days. 7 billion rejecting Almighty Allah, rejecting the messenger and the message, the Quran Sharif, and Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we just take round figures, so 7 billion rejecting, destined to Jahannam, Allah forbid, and the hellfire. 1 billion Muslim, all that 2 billion, all is propaganda and fabrication. We need to speak the truth and not make propaganda. بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. They reject the day of justice. أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. What, have you seen that person who rejects the day of justice? وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ. And indeed upon you, they are the guards. What are the guards doing? They are writing down, recording everything. So who are the guards? These are the angels Allah has placed upon us. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. So they write down our good, our hasanat, our virtues, and they write down our sins and our vices as everything. Because as human being, he loves to dispute and argue, quarrel without evidence and proof. It is the day of justice. Allah will ask the idol worshipper. Allah knows everything. His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. O mushrik, did you commit shirk? He says, Wallahi rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. He'll take Allah's name and say, we never committed shirk and never worshipped idols. Imagine how brazen this human being is. In front of Allah also he lies. Allah says, fine. His mouth is zipped up, closed up, sealed up. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Now the mouth is sealed, the hands and the feet will speak, they will bear testimony. Then the land and the sand, where we committed all these crimes, the adultery, fornication, gay business, and Allah alone knows what else. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. Why is there this earthquake and earth tremor? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. The land and the sand will speak because Allah has told it, inspired it. Give the breaking news. You all know Surah Zilzal. Go read it. So when the land and sand speak, the angels will come with all the data and information. Kiraman katibin, the honorable angels who are recording everything of mine and yours. Mali adal kitab la yugadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. On the day the person will say, what is wrong with this book? Everything is recorded, the minor sins, the major sins, the heinous crimes. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. They will find everything present, written, recorded. وَلَا يَظُلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Your sustainer, nourisher, provider does not oppress anybody. Allah is just with Dayan, is the most just. لَا يَمُوت. Then يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. They know what you are doing in the darkness of the night, in the brightness of the day. Allah will pose the question to that mushrik who said, now your limb spoke, the land and the sand spoke, and now these are your records. Do you dispute it? He will say, nay, I'm guilty as charged. Any mitigating circumstances? No. So adlam min Allah, the justice system of Allah will come. He or she who is sane and mature, and they died on kufr and shirk, on blasphemy, polytheism, dispatched to Jahannam. Allah mahfadna min, Allah majirna min an-nar, Allah protect us. And the person who has iman, Islam, he also, me and you, we committed million, billion, zillion sins. Allah says, come here. I made sattari of you. I covered your vices. Today, I will make sattari again. That is Allah. Imagine how merciful that Allah says, I covered your vices and sins in the world. Today, I will not expose it. Go into my Jannah. That is what you call fadlan wa rahmatan min Allah. the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah. Therefore, speak to Allah. Say, Wa anta arhamur rahimin. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. So then Allah's mercy comes, and then Bibik Park becomes successful. Fi dunya wal akhirah. And we pass with flying colors, not because of our deeds and actions, but because of the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. Allahumma ij'alna min ahli al-jannah. Allah, make us from those who go directly into Jannat al-Firdaus. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.